third and final Mishnah that we have from Hillel in the first perek is one that one doesn't need a drasha to connect it to our times. Hillel says, "Imein ani li mili." And the way the Rambam interprets it is, if I'm not going to be my own source of inspiration in life, then who's going to be able to inspire me? We all know how this works. You know, you hear an inspirational speaker, you hear somebody who has great skills in oratory and rhetoric, and maybe if they're really great, it lasts for a day. You know, if they're good, it lasts for an hour. If they're okay, maybe it lasts for 5 minutes. But when you're dealing with an external source of inspiration, you know, it just, unless there's something inside that's driving a person, you know, it doesn't really last. So the Rambam says, "Im ein ani li mili," if I'm not going to be misorer myself, if I'm not going to catalyze myself spiritually, then nobody's going to be able to get it done for me. You know, the people who are successful in anything in life are people who are really motivated to succeed, you know, in that area. Like, Lahavdil Elef Alfei Havdalos. There's a big special now, a documentary that they're running on Michael Jordan. You know, my students would say who? But you know, he's like the greatest basketball player of all time. I'm not saying it's so important to be good at basketball, but insofar as basketball is concerned, he's the best basketball player of all time. So why? So it's true that he's a great athlete. There have been many great athletes. He's very skilled, very intelligent. There, you know, but people have had that combination. So Leisman de Palig, nobody disagrees why he was the greatest. The reason he was the greatest is that he was by far the most competitive and most motivated person, because in his mind, succeeding at basketball was his singular focus in life. And to destroy the competition was, you know, he didn't need anybody to motivate him externally to do that. So again, I'm not saying that's the most noble pursuit in life, but people who are successful in any area of life, it's because they're self-motivated to succeed. It's not because they heard a speech that one time made them feel inspired and that it lasted. So the Rambam says at some point in a person's life, they're going to have to take responsibility, you know, for their own inspiration. There's only so many times you know, the coach, quote unquote, is going to be able to get there and give him a, you know, win one for the Gipper speech. At some point, you know, that stuff gets old and a person is going to have to be able to really find it within themselves and not, you know, be dependent on other people to light a fire under them. So that's Yimein Anili Mili. But then the Rambam says, Uchshani La'atzmi Ma'ani. But even if I'm doing that, have I really achieved my full potential? Is there anyone amongst us who can say that they have become all that they might have become? You know, there are very few people that can really, you know, say that they maximized every minute, that they maximized every relationship, they maximized every opportunity. So Chshani La'atzmi, Hillel was teaching, the way the Rambam understands the Mishnah, Ma'ani, let's be honest, you know, have we really achieved the full potential? And now, certainly from our standpoint, the most direct and incisive of the rhetorical questions, v'im lo achshav, v'im atai, and if not now, when? So classically, you know, this was interpreted to mean if a person's not going to commit to do the right thing at a young age, you know, it's very hard to reverse that trend. That's why we say, chano chanar al pidarko, gam ki yazkin lo yasar imena. You want to get people on the right track in life because, you know, habits die very hard if they die at all. The other interpretation is that, you know, we have a certain amount of time here and, you know, beyond that, we can't rewrite our story. We can't do a revisionist history, no matter how much we would like to. Ultimately, you know, the facts speak for themselves and the record is what the record shows. So that's classical. But in terms of what we're all feeling right now, if you are a sentient being, then hopefully at some point over the last 2 months, stop and ask ourselves, what are we doing here? What is the what is important to me? Because everything can be gone tomorrow. No promises, no guarantees. We have no constitutional rights, you know, to have everything go exactly the way that we want. And we've seen enough, hopefully, to ask ourselves that question, if not now, if I'm not living in the way that is important to me now, in a way that's reflective of those things that's what I would really want to say that I achieved here, then what would possibly be, you know, a more opportune time? You know, and that's such an important thing for all of us to think about. Obviously, we've got pressing issues. We've got health issues right after that, serious economic issues. But, you know, in terms of the broader communal issues, when we think about our community, think about the values that we stand for. And so, you know, there's already been discussion of this, and I'm not sure it's the right time to have a full-blown conversation. It's still too soon, still too many people in crisis. But in terms of the values of the community, if there are things that we would like to see done differently, so if this is not going to be, you know, the opportunity to make those changes, then nothing is. Then nothing will possibly be sufficient for us to say, you know what, maybe we could do our smachot a little bit differently. Maybe we could think a little bit about how resources are allocated and so on. And so you don't need me to tell you. Everybody knows what the relevant issues are. V'im lo achshav. And if this is not sufficient cause, as Hillel said, you know, 2,000 years ago, so still it must be said, ematai, what could possibly be a greater impetus, a greater catalyst to make the requisite changes that are critical when we do a self-evaluation, the cheshbon hanefesh, that any moment like this certainly engenders.